I used to have a Roz Chast cartoon on my refrigerator called Bad Mom Cards. It featured moms who said they would take their daughter to the mall and then didn't, or who ran out of OJ and gave her kids orange soda for breakfast, or who never even tried to make Play-Doh. Collect the entire set, the cartoon said. Collect them. I was them. I kept that cartoon not because it made me laugh, it did, but it also gave me strength at those moments that every parent knows when you've botched your role and feel the guilt and shame rising. A glance at the fridge and you remember. It happens to everyone. Laugh instead and move on. So I was thrilled to get to interview her, and after I gushed for a while, I finally asked,
"How do you do that?"
I guess it's what I like to do. I don't know.
How much is actually taken from your own life versus just, like, observing?
There's both. You know, it's observing my own life to some extent, and also things sometimes just seem really funny.
Okay, so that was not the way to get her to open up about her process. I tried another way. Does she think about the cathartic effect a cartoon might have, the universal in it, while she's drawing it?
Well, I'm usually thinking about how best to draw and articulate what it is that was funny. And that takes up about, 99.99999% of what I'm thinking about when I'm working. And the other percent is whether I should go to the kitchen and make some more coffee, and whether the coffee machine is not working or working. And my husband just told me our coffee machine is on the fritz, and that is not making me happy, but, you know, I'll see whether he's right or not.
And I sense that we will see this drawn in the New Yorker.
What happens it's possible.
When the coffee maker breaks.
Yes, it's tragedy.
See, that would be a disaster in my life, too.
Well, then you'd have to make it sort of the way our ancestors made it, like the cavemen made it with the filter and the... We have a Keurig, and I don't know, every once in a while, we had company this weekend, and sometimes it gets out of sync. Oh, this is so boring. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you have a Keurig that, you know, you have to, like, do it in the right order, or the, I don't know, like, the it has, like, two... Ugh, I don't even want to go into it. It's horrible. Sorry, I'm just so inarticulate. I must be totally honest with you here. My son got married yesterday.
And oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you. So I think I'm still, like, emotionally, like, I'm wiped and I'm fried. And if I sound like I'm out of it and inarticulate and emotionally fried, I kind of am. I mean, it was fantastic. It was really, really wonderful. But
you get a total pass.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry. It's just
and
like,
it
oh,
all
God.
Also explains the mother of the bride dresses.
Yes, yes, exactly. I mean, that was definitely from life. And my friend, as I think Signe Wilkinson maybe mentioned in her article, my friend and I were shopping for mother of the groom dresses. She went with me, and some of the outfits were just so hilarious. I thought we were going to get kicked out of Macy's. We were looking at these outfits, and one was more bizarre than the next. You know, little bolero jackets with, like, sequins on them or sparkles or glitter. Like, you know, just really very intense, like, party dresses for older ladies. And just, you know, formal wear, I guess. And some of these were just, you know, they were like costumes. They were just not something I just could ever see myself actually wearing. Just too bizarre.
But again, I'm trying to get it. Like your life seems to parallel so many just normal experiences of modern life. You know, do you feel like you're speaking for a whole generation when you...
No. I'm really just probably too myopic to think I'm speaking for anybody other than myself, you know. And I, I'm happy to know it resonates with other people, but I mean, I would never presume to speak for anybody else. You know, I can only speak for myself.
I could see we were going to have a much better conversation if we stuck to what's funny about her cartoons. One of my favorites, still on my fridge, still making me laugh after what must be 10 years, The Museum of One's Kitchen, which features the cabinet of too many teas.
I don't know what it is about the teas. Like, I still look at, like, I, you know, we have so many different tea boxes in our cabinet, and I still stop at the tea aisle and think, like, oh, that sounds interesting, like vanilla peach. Maybe I should get that. And it's ridiculous.
My friend actually had one framed. It's about the pressure to sign your kids up for soccer.
A little nerve-wracking.
I found it nerve-wracking and also kind of funny because I think some people took it really seriously. And I just couldn't, you know. I just couldn't. I mean, there were things I still remember. Like, they didn't, when I would be assigned to bring snack, it wasn't like, Roz, you're bringing the snacks. It was like, you're bringing snack. And, I don't know, there were certain moms that were very, they seemed to take it very seriously. And they sort of scared me a little bit, you know. They were not, like, they reminded me of the girls in grade school who knew how to do it, you know, who knew how to be popular, who knew how to, you know, be sort of sassy but not get in trouble, that just knew how to sort of be. And, you know, just like being a mom of young children and being back in that environment, with some of these moms who seemed to know how to do it, you know. They knew about snacks. They didn't find it funny that it was called snack, you know, instead of, like, snacks or something. They didn't seem to mind, like, watching their kids play soccer at, like, whatever, 4 in the morning or 8 in the morning or whatever it was. They seemed to like it. You know, I was very glad when my kids, you know, we're no longer part of that.
We get a little closer to how she finds the funny when I ask about the book she wrote about caring for her aging parents.
How deep do you have to dig to find the humor in it?
Well, you know, the things that I wrote about that were funny, I didn't really have to dig very far. I mean, some things were sort of funny and sad at the same time. But I guess what I do is partly, you know, I draw about what is funny. And also maybe has a little bit, maybe it's funny because in some ways it's sort of so unbearable, you know, that the two are not completely separate.
And one last try to get her to open up about the larger scope of her work, I ask her about the Visionary Woman Award she's winning from Moore College of Art.
Why did you think that they picked you?
I guess I didn't. I thought, well, maybe they like my cartoons.
The New Yorker's editor calls Chast the magazine's only certifiable genius. I'm sure that's a heavyweight. And so if Roz Chast does not want to go around explaining herself, if she'd rather be just funny, that's fine with me.